also happening in 702 land is the Extreme Festival at Kyalami Grand Prix Circuit. So if you are a fast car enthusiast, then this one is for you. And we actually have someone that's also taking place in the second round of the GR Cup for this season, our very own Kumbi Mchakazi. Of course, you know him from our motoring conversations. He's one of our resident motoring enthusiasts, and Kumbi joins us on the line this morning. Kumbi, a very good morning to you. Kumbi?
Good morning to you and the listeners. Good.
My bad. There we go. We can hear you. Are you well, Kumbi?
I am well.
Yeah?
I'm really going through a lot of adrenaline at the moment.
Yeah?
Buzzing at Kyalami.
Has the race happened yet? No.
So yeah, I've had my first race already.
Okay.
And
how did it go?
Interesting. It was interesting. Unfortunately, we had a crash.
Oh no!
But we managed to finish fourth. We qualified in fourth position yesterday, and we kept on that position. I mean, potentially looking at our first podium. Unfortunately, that didn't happen today.
Okay. And your, I mean, when you say we had a crash, you mean you and the car had a crash?
Oh, no, not me.
Okay.
One of the competitors from Ladville, Hannes Schleser, went off the track. And I think that that just really showed everyone that motorsport is quite dangerous at times. And
yeah,
glad that he is currently okay.
Okay.
But I think it's been a really exciting, buzzing morning. You know, everybody's been here so early.
Yeah.
And you know, now we look forward to the second race at 12 o'clock.
So tell us about the Extreme Festival. What happens at the Extreme Festival?
So essentially, the Extreme Festival, you've got various classes of cars, of races that happen. You've got bikes, you've got Formula Vs, you've got V8s, you know, rear-wheel V8s, you've got Lambos, any car really, and people who want to. There's a BMW series that cup that happens. There is also the South African Touring Championship that happens. So it's a nationwide festival that happens, essentially. And, you know, that's what Kyalami is hosting today. And tickets are 200 rand. And there are already a lot of people, and, you know, it's half past eight right now, and
yeah,
there's so many people on track already. So it's quite exciting to see the love for motorsport still very alive in South Africa.
So you mentioned, you know, all of those different car brands, you know, so if you're someone who owns one of those car brands, would you then be able to purchase a ticket, bring your car and race it? Or do you purchase a ticket and come and watch other cars being raced? How does it work?
So yeah, you unfortunately cannot purchase a ticket and come race. This is strictly for, you know, competitors only. The Extreme Festival is, like I mentioned, a national festival that happens throughout the whole year. And, you know, I've got various teams that, you know, partake in it essentially to gain points and titles won at the end of the season. So today you can just purchase tickets and come watch. And I think it'll be quite interesting already. I mean, they've got everything that you can think about. Kids facilities for kids to be entertained. There are braai facilities should you want to sit and braai, anything really. So I think there is a lot of things that people can come and do at the Extreme Festival if you are a petrolhead.
Yeah, and so today, the race that you are taking part in, that's the Toyota GR Cup, right?
Yes.
And so is today where the winner of the cup is going to be decided?
So not yet. We still have 6 more rounds to go. This is our second round now, and we still to go across the country.
Okay.
Our next race is at Swartkops, and then we attack Aldous Cribbant in Port Elizabeth. So there's still quite a few more circuits that we need to take part in. The championship should be decided in October, November this year, and I think that's where we'll most likely know who will take it, because right now it's open for anybody to take. Currently, Yaku and myself are currently stuck with 3 points. Then Benny Helberg is at 8 points, with Alex and Sean sitting at 14 points each. So I think it's quite interesting, but that's just after one round. And after today, there should be a shift in that standing.
Yeah, so anything can still happen. So even though you aren't in first place, anything can still happen before the end of the competition.
Definitely. And you know what, as I got to Kyalami from Thursday when we had practice, I thought to myself, gee, this is such a difficult track. And I mean, it's every boyhood dream to really race at Kyalami. Every racer's dream to race at Kyalami. So it was quite difficult. I mean, didn't really manage to get the full practice sessions. And yesterday when I went into qualifying, I didn't really think that I'd be able to qualify, you know, as high as I did. Mm-hmm. Qualified fourth and started fourth today and still finishing fourth. So that's enough points in the bag. Now I'm just hoping that, race two can be quite interesting. However, I'm starting at the back of the grid because I exceeded track limits. So there's going to be a lot of fighting from the back today.
Oh my gosh.
Which is quite interesting. Yeah. And yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good luck. The Extreme Festival started at 7 o'clock, which is why there's people there already. And it seems that it ends at 7. Are tickets available at the gate if someone hasn't bought them already? Where can we buy tickets if you want to be part of the Extreme Festival?
So tickets are sold on CompuTicket, but the nice thing is that you can also buy your tickets right at the gate. And I think that caters for everybody, really, who, if you might passing around Kyalami and you just notice some friction going on and you want to check it out, you can just buy your tickets right at the gate. And I think it should be quite interesting seeing a lot of people here. Gee, it's 8:30 gigs and there's so many people here already.
Yeah.
So it just shows, like I mentioned earlier on, just to reiterate the love for motorsport in South Africa. And I mean, Kyalami is one of the greatest tracks we have in the world, essentially. So hopefully this can, you know, lead to that entire, you know, bring F1 back to Kyalami.
Yeah.
And
Kumbi, always great to chat to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Googs. Hopefully I'll see you later on.
Hopefully. Let's see what we can do.
Awesome.
That's our resident motoring enthusiast, Kumbi Mchakazi. He's taking place in the Toyota GR Cup. That's at the Extreme Festival at Kyalami today.